Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Senator Charles Grassley.
Since our last monthly interview, a federal judge in Florida struck down the public transportation mask mandate. Did you agree with this decision? And I guess a two-part question. Any thoughts on what the future, as it's concerned with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in case of other pandemic-like events?
Well, I don't think the two are tied together. So in the end, to answer your first question, the answer is yes, I agree with it. And one time in the United States Senate, and we passed it, we did have votes against mandates on all public transportation. Obviously, it's not going to come up in the United States House of Representatives, but the court in several instances on mandates dealing with the virus, courts have come in to protect the American people and back up the freedom of American people to make some of these decisions themselves. And I don't think it'll have any negative impact if there's another thing that comes into place. I think it does bring to attention, though, that in a lot of things that the administration thinks that they have the authority to do, a judge says they don't have the authority to do it, and so they should seek that sort of approval from the Congress of the United States rather than just doing it themselves as the President of the United States.
Continuing on the thread of federal judge decisions, a federal judge has decided to allow the House committee that is investigating the January 6th insurrection, they've decided to allow them to obtain the RNC's marketing email data leading up to January 6th. Now, we haven't talked a lot about the committee and what's been going on for them, but any thoughts on that announcement and other happenings, as I believe Rudy Giuliani is also seen to be expected to appear before them this coming month?
Well, I think that I'm just going to defer to the judges on legal rulings, and I'm going to defer on the committee until they issue a report before I make any judgment on what the January 6th committee in the House of Representatives is going to do. It's my understanding that they're going to release a report in September, so we aren't too far away from getting it. They're going to have a whole series of hearings during the month of June, so we'll be able to determine something from those hearings. But I'm just going to wait until they get done.
Since we've last had our monthly interview, President Joe Biden visited Menlo, Iowa to announce allowing the sale of E15 fuel year-round, I believe. I think this was something that you were pushing for. I want to ask what your thoughts on that visit and I guess what precluded you from being able to attend that visit.
Well, I was in session here. That's why I couldn't go on. I don't think I was invited anyway. So I would be very happy to help the president promote ethanol. I'll thank him for doing that. It might make people that use E15s get it 10 cents a gallon cheaper. So it's some benefit to the consumers. But it doesn't bring much certainty to the ethanol industry because this is just for this year. And then every other year, you know, except for 2020 or maybe it's 2019, when the Trump administration made it year around without any cutback at all. So this is just for 1 year, and if he really wants to help the ethanol industry and the Iowa farmers and 43,000 jobs in rural America, then I think he should make it year around every year, not just for this year.
Right now, with the ongoing Ukraine-Russia conflict, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi traveled to Ukraine's capital, I believe, over this weekend. What do you think right now of the U.S.'s involvement or what our response right now is to Ukraine and what you think are the chances of a Ukrainian victory anytime soon?
Well, our help is getting better all the time, but it started about 6 months late. and it's finally picking up now and hopefully not picking up too late, but we won't know that for a while, and I think we ought to be proud of the Ukraine Army. We ought to be proud of the President of Ukraine sticking with them, and I think there's a real opportunity for victory, and I think that the Russian Army and Putin has been hurt a lot more than they're willing to admit or that we even know.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with U.S. Senator Charles Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.